With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden welcomed the release of a four-year-old American girl held hostage by Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After Abigail Edan was safely back in Israel, the president said, thank God she's home. The four-year-old, whose parents were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack, has dual Israeli-U.S. citizenship. She was the first U.S. hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. At a news conference, Mr. Biden said what Abigail endured the last few weeks is unthinkable. The White House said later the president spoke by telephone with members of the girl's family in the U.S. and Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this late word, the spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend the truce for two more days. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Jennifer King reporting that the three victims in a shooting near the University of Vermont are Palestinian-American college students.
Burlington police say two of the men were in stable condition and the other suffered much more serious injuries. Two of the victims are U.S. citizens and the third is a legal resident. Haverford College released a statement confirming Kanin Abdelhamid was one of the wounded and described the other men as his lifelong friends. The families identified them in a statement as Hisham Awartini, who studies at Brown University, and Tahsin Ahmed, studying at Trinity College in Connecticut.
Consumers scouring the internet for online deals as they begin to cap off the five-day post-Thanksgiving shopping bonanza with Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics expecting consumers to spend between $12 to $12.4 billion, making it the biggest online shopping day of all time. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 82 points, but the NASDAQ is up 11. This is SRN News. Europeans giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country moves to legalize gay marriage. Thailand's cabinet has approved an amendment to its civil code to allow same-sex unions, with an expectation for the draft to be proposed to Parliament next month. The amendment would change the words men and women to marriage partners, allowing same-sex couples to be able to receive the same rights that heterosexual couples receive. This is SRN News. A newly unsealed legal complaint claims that Facebook and its parent company, Meta, deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook children.
The complaint, described in reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, says that Meta had received millions of complaints about underage users of Instagram, but only disabled a fraction of those accounts. The lawsuit was filed in late October by the attorneys general of 33 states and originally was made public in redacted form. Company documents cited in the complaint describe several Meta officials acknowledging that the company designed its products to exploit children's impulsive behavior and susceptibility to peer pressure. I'm Donna Warder.
Longtime TV producer Marty Croft has died at age 86. He was known for imaginative children's shows such as H.R. Puffin Snuff and primetime hits, including Donnie and Marie in the 70s. Croft died Saturday in Los Angeles. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.